Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Everyone, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I am sorry for the lateness. I was stuck in traffic. Praise God. Wednesday night gospel show, the Bible Bus, Wednesday night Bible study. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Doing good, Six. How you doing, bub?
So, Six, why don't you start off with a prayer?
Actually, Sister Rhode, at least tonight I'm feeling well enough that I could at least do an opening prayer, okay?
Okay, Missionary King.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. In you we have another way. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the good things you've given us and done for us, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, right now that you touch this program. Have your will, your way, Lord Jesus. In this program, take the wheel, Lord Jesus. And we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for the Six Eyes Radio Network team, that you'd bless them, Lord Jesus, for those things they need to keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, especially those who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you to comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who are going through COVID-19 as we speak, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the radio set and the television set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask this and pray it in your precious name. Amen and amen. Six has got to get his coffee tonight, doesn't he, Rhode?
Amen. I'm right here, brother.
How you doing, Six?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. And once again, for my family, my friends, my fans, your family, your fans, your friends, we want to thank you. That covers us all as we pray for mankind and all the crazy ills of the world. Once again, we're going to get this show started. But before we get this show started, let's know what's going on in the world. Here's our affiliate.
From NPR News in Washington, reject the tentative agreement, sending the union back to the bargaining table with management. In a statement, Union President Michael Baldwin says it's the first time the union has voted against ratifying an agreement. Sick leave policies continue to be a sticking point. Unions argue that current policies don't allow workers to take personal or sick time off. Union's rejection means that the parties are now in what's called a status quo, and a strike wouldn't come before November. So far, six unions have voted in favor and two have voted against, but all could strike if one does. You know, NPR News.
One speaking is reporting clashes today with security forces and mourners parted at the hands of Iranian authorities. There was also a shooting attack at the shrine in the city of Shiraz that left it.
Online videos show the Western Sakhis, the hometown of some 10,000 people heading to Khomeini's gravesite. Separately, gunmen described by Iranian foreign Sunni militants of what was called a terrorist attack in Iran. Pilgrims. Kenya, your news, Istanbul.
UN climate experts are calling it an ominous sign. They say three main gas levels hit a new record in the atmosphere last year. Earlier today, the UN climate office said current gas emissions, of course, tech stocks sank, dragging down the NASDAQ today. As NPR's David Gill reports, companies are losing ad revenue.
Alphabet, Google's parent company, said ad sales dropped in the third quarter and its share price fell by more than 9%. Microsoft's earnings also disappointed Wall Street and it closed down by more than 7.5%. It warned of future challenges. It's a big week for tech earnings, and what Wall Street is watching for are indications of how the industry has navigated a challenging economic environment tech executives are anticipating in the months to come. Concerns about high inflation and rising interest rates. The government releases economic data on Thursday before the opening bell, GDP for the third quarter. NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News.
All right, and that was our NPR News.
77 Martin Scorsese film New York, New York will open on Broadway in the spring of 2023. London reports will be sung by John.
All right, and that was our news from NPR, our affiliate. All right, so how is everybody's mental? I'll start with me. My mental is good, blessed, and I hope you are as well. Anybody else in a particular order?
I'm in a busted-out tan. Kenny's okay. He didn't have to have a stent. His catheterization came out great. God be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Also,
I wish God
I'll second that.
Yeah. Wish God would bless somebody's phone because it's a lot of static. Amen.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'll second that because it definitely turned out real good. So.
Well, we're definitely glad to hear that, Wolfgang. But I'm going to have to get you an award because, again, it's the second time you've done this, that talk about a guy that's dedicated. I mean, even with getting ready to have that done in the hospital, your procedure, you still was worried about the station. It's always us. It's us, then the station. Remember that. Nobody, everybody is important before the station. I mean, the station is important, but if we don't have us, we have nothing. So I just want you to know that, but I thank you for your dedication. I mean, I really do.
Well, Six, where I'm more dedicated and concerned is about our listeners out there, and I figure somebody we got to have a program for our listeners, and since I couldn't do it, I had to give someone else the wheel tonight, and that way they'd be able to do it. And, yes, tonight, even though you got the show, I will have later a message.
All right. Well, Ro, why don't we check the phone lines and see who do we have with us this evening? Oh, my God.
What is that, Six? I hear scratching.
I don't know what that is. Yes.
Try Rhodes' cheap phone.
I don't think it's ours, honey.
I don't know. Ro, can you check the phone lines, please?
Hey, big brother.
Hello, Emily. How you doing?
And Emily was so nice to take and go with Kenny and be nice to Emily because she was so nice.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Emily. Who do we have with us, Ro? Ro, can you hear me?
I think you need your coffee there, Six.
Ro, can you hear me?
You know what this sounds like, you guys? This sounds like when they were on the moon and they had unusual sounds. You know, when they were landing on the moon in Apollo 11.
Yeah, that might be it. We're broadcasting from the moon.
Well, if we broadcasted from the moon, we definitely made it. Rhode, can you hear me? All right, well, we're going to have some music. We're going to dance for Jesus. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Wednesday Night Gospel Bible Study here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. The Gospel Bus, great music coming your way. Thank you to all our listeners of surrounding cities and states or faraway countries. We definitely appreciate you. Please like the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Thank you. And hello to the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Praise God. Cool. Grab it. Six Eyes Gospel. Wednesday night Bible study. Praise the Lord. Let's go. God.
Crowd.
What'd y'all think about that? Stevie Wonder, what'd y'all think about that? Okay, I don't know why y'all can't hear.
It was cool, man. I liked it.
All right. All right, one of Mama's favorite artists, Yolanda Adams. Yolanda Adams.
There is no pain, Jesus.
right. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Wednesday Night Bible Study here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Amen. More music coming up.
Amen.
Amen. Where the stars come, Six Eyes Radio Network. Mary, Mary, Erica Campbell.
I'm coming. That's some good toe-tapping music.
You can't believe what
Neighbors, you are a winner. You hear me?
Good, Wolfgang?
Keep it coming, keep it coming.
All right. I'm taking over the gospel bus. I'm taking over the gospel bus, y'all. Clap your hands.
Sunshine don't come without rain, and that's okay, that's okay. Love ain't magic without pain. So we keep trying, we keep trying anyway.
Coming up, a very powerful message from Kenneth Wolfgang on the Six Eyes Wednesday Night Gospel Bible Study. Gospel Bus. Thank you. Radio Network Group.
Thank you.
you enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network on this beautiful evening. Remember, like the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Join the Six Eyes Radio Network
group. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad. Yeah. You didn't erase my future.
Thank God. Didn't write me
off.
I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You loved me through my good
and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You loved me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve.
You loved me through my bad.
call. You ready for your message, sir?
Anytime you are.
All right, right after this song. Up next, a message from Kenneth Wolfgang on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, all right, all right. After this, Kenneth Wolfgang. Join the Six Eyes Radio Network. Now, I introduce to you Kenneth Wolfgang. Welcome, sir.
Welcome and amen. Tonight, we're going to be going into Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 to 24. Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 to 24. And while you got a chance to look that up, I'm just going to give this real quick announcement because later, by the end of the message, you'll understand why I'm bringing this message first. If you, dear listener, would like to donate to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember that it may be cheap for you to listen to, may be free, but for us it does cost money, so we would appreciate a love gift from you, and there are several methods you can do to make a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal. Enter the email address, 6i6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both of those cases, you just entered the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. The third option you have, if you wish to send a check or monitor, contact Brother Six at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested, and in the body of your email, explain that you're wishing to send a check or monitor and need the pay to and snail mail information to send your check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Success Radio Network thank you very, very much. Now, let's get into our message. Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 to 24. We're going to have Ruth read that for us, and then we're going to come back into it.
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Sodom-Lorimer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram, of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies unto thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself." And Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion."
All right. As we see here, now obviously we did not read the beginning of this chapter, but what had happened, let me give you the backstory. What had happened is Abraham's brother, Lot, he had been living in Sodom. And he had taken and been captured, him and his wife, and they had been captured and taken away captive. Abram, who became Abraham, found out about it. And so he armed his men, and they went to this battle to rescue the men that had been captured, the men, women, and children that had been captured. And God gave him the victory, gave Abraham the victory. And then as he comes from this battle, he meets, of course, Melchizedek. As it says here, he is the priest of the Most High God, the very God whom Abraham serves. And when Abraham met him, what did Abraham do? He gave him, as it says, tithes of all. Now, in order to understand what we're talking about, the tithes of all, we'll get to that here in a short, but there's something about this tithes of all that we need to understand, and we do that by comparing Scripture with Scripture. Now, where do we find this parallel of the same story?
I found it in Hebrews 7:4. I got a cross-reference Bible. Explains that.
Ruth, that's where I was going to head them. And we're going to start at verse 1 of chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 7.
Okay.
And I want you to read these verses for us.
All right.
We're going to do them one by one so we could get the parallel story.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to interrupt. I just happened to see it in my Bible. I didn't know I had a cross-reference in my old dad's Bible.
Well, let's go ahead and read it.
Okay, now you said 7.
Starting at 1.
Okay. And how far?
One verse at a time.
Okay. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
Now, first thing we find is this king of Salem who met Abraham returning from the slaughter, returning from the battle. He blessed him, Abraham. He blessed him. And verse 2.
Okay, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all first being, by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
Okay, now we see here a little bit more about this king. He is, we repeat what it said in Genesis, he gave him tithes of all. And we're going to find out what that is shortly here coming. But he gives this king tithes, and it says he is the king of righteousness, king of peace, because there's something more interesting about this king. He's more than just the priest, high priest of God, but there's something more interesting about him. We're going to read verse 3.
Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made also unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Ooh, I like that.
Now, you notice here, he says basically this king of Salem, he was a king, but he had no descent. He had no beginning of days, no descent, no end of days, but he were the Son of God. Now, who is this Son of God that he's talking about?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ruth. That's who he's talking about. So we have here in this king of Salem the, if you will, the foreshadow or forerunning of Christ in the Old Testament. And Abraham gives him, Christ, king of Salem, tithes of all. But what does it mean by tithes of all? Okay, verse 4.
Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
Ooh, now we know what he gave him. It says, consider. Now, obviously, consider how great this man, King of Salem, is, basically, as the Son of God, Jesus Christ. How great is he? How great is Christ? Well, everybody knows he's great. He's mightier than us. He's above us. And it says Abraham gave him a tenth of what?
The spoils.
The spoils. Now, does it say that Abraham sent someone back to his home city, Hebron, and took a tenth of what he had back at Hebron to bring to this king? No. It says of the spoils. Keep that in your head. Spoils. That means what he had gained in this battle only. Basically, Abraham had just gotten an increase in his living, in his income, and Abraham gave a tenth off of that increase. Not off of all that he owned, rather a tenth of the increase. Okay, Hebrews 7 and verse 5.
And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham.
Okay. Now we find that now God takes us through the genealogy, if you will. It says that the Levites, those the sons of Jacob, the tribe of Levi, They were commanded, as we find in Numbers chapter 18, they were commanded to take tithes because that was their inheritance. It was their inheritance because they were not given an inheritance amongst the children of Israel. So their inheritance was the tithes. And it says they were commanded to take tithes of the people, even though at this present time, when Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils, they were just in the loins, in the bloodline, in Abraham's seed. They hadn't been born yet, but yet God had already planned that they would take tithes of their brethren. Okay? Hebrews 7 and 6.
Ruthie.
I had a problem here. Give me one second. I was helping you in some other way because I was coming back from that and found another scripture that goes along with it, and I got too excited. So let me go back where I was here.
No,
okay.
We're just going to stick with the text we're in.
So you're not worried about cross-reference. Okay.
No.
All right. Let's go on with verse 6 then. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises.
Now, what is it saying? It's talking once again about the Levites were blessed of him, King of Salem, because they were in the bloodline of Abraham. That's why they're blessed, okay? Because they're in the bloodline, in Abraham's seed, okay? In his descendants, okay? Hebrews 7 and verse 7.
Okay. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better.
Ooh, don't you love that? There's no contradiction, no fighting about this. The less is blessed of the better. Abraham was lesser than Melchizedek. We're less than Christ, but yet he blesses us. Okay, Hebrews 7 and 8.
And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth.
Isn't that great? Jesus liveth. And because he liveth, he received tithes, and those who died, when they received tithes, they had basically paid their tithes in Christ when Abraham paid his. Okay? Hebrews 7, 9.
And I may say so, excuse me, as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
And there we go, once again, repeating the same theme that Levi, even though he wasn't around, he paid tithes, but he did it while he was in Abraham's loins, while he was still in the bloodline, while Abraham was alive, okay? Hebrews 7:10.
For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
Now see, Levi, the Levite priest, were in the loins. They were just in as Abraham's seed that had not been fulfilled yet, but yet they paid tithes because of Abraham. All right? Hebrews 7:11.
If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? And of course, you know who that is now.
Okay. Now get that. It says, if the law... the Ten Commandments and all those commandments that came from it, if it was made perfect in the law and we could be saved by keeping to the letter every one of the commandments, why then would we need a Savior? Why would we need Christ to die for us? Why? Because we'd be able to work our way to heaven. So he's saying that there had to be another priest to come up after him, and that obviously was Christ. Okay, Hebrews 7 and 12.
For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Like when Jesus died, they split the veil in two because he made it so you don't have to sacrifice anymore. He did it all.
Okay, that's a good point, Ruth. But the point I want to make is, and here's where we're going to end in Hebrews 7. Take a note. It says, when the priesthood was changed. Remember, the priesthood was in Levi. But Jesus was born of the tribe of Judah. He was He was in that bloodline. And God says, when there became a change of the priesthood, there also must become a change of necessity, not of necessity, required that there's a change of the law. Now, if you notice Hebrews chapter 7, as if you'd continue to read the rest of the chapter, you'd find that throughout the whole chapter, it doesn't talk about the law as a whole.
Amen.
Doesn't talk about the law as a whole. It talks about specifically one law, the law of tithing. So even though the whole law had been changed, Christ died on the cross, and we don't have to do the works of the law to be saved. We only have to accept Christ as Savior.
Amen.
And even though it's good to follow the Ten Commandments and do our best to follow the commandments that are given by God, yes, I highly recommend that. But what it's saying is when the priesthood changed, the law had to change. And that law, one of those laws, was tithing. So what did that law change to? We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7.
Hold on. I'm having fun here a minute. 1 Corinthians 9, you say?
Second Corinthians 9 and verse 7.
Yeah, it's just this Bible. It's hard to turn.
Okay, come on, Ruth. Don't worry about that. Just go ahead and find it.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 9.
7.
Yes, 7. Okay. Come on, turn page. I'm just loving using my dad's Bible for change, and it's been a little interesting, but I'm getting it. This is part of the pull the support. There we go. Okay, now I got 2 Corinthians.
9 and 7.
Okay, there's 7, 9, and 7. It's here. Okay, got it.
Go ahead.
Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
So there's the change.
Right.
Paul gave us that change. He showed us what that change was. He said, as you purpose in your heart, the way you plan to give, the way you want to give, as you purpose in your heart, if you say, oh, I'm going to give $50, that's what you purposed in your heart. So let you give. Not grudgingly, not like, oh, I wished I had this bill and I got that bill and I got the other bill, and if I pay this money, I ain't going to be able to give this money. Not grudgingly, nor of necessity, meaning not because you're required to give, not because you're required or because God's going to have you on his 10 most wanted list because you robbed him. No, not of necessity, not a requirement. But God loves what? A cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver.
You know, Kenny, when I was in a Nazarene church, I bring that up because I have a reason. They didn't purpose in their heart. They were forced. If they didn't give tithe, they had to be thrown out of the church, and they even got their bank account investigated. Excuse me? That isn't right. This verse shows them they were wrong.
Okay. So, with that thought, remember, see, Christ being the forerunner in Melchizedek, in the New Testament, he died for our sins.
Amen.
Gave us grace so that we don't have to be saved by the law, but by grace. And by necessity, the law is changed. Doing so, that law was changed to cheerful giving.
Amen.
So with that, I'm going to remind us once again, if you have the means and you'd like to support us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you can do so by either going to PayPal, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES24. And in both of those cases, you just enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will richly bless you. Amen. And, of course, if you wish to send a check or monitor, contact Brother Six at his email, sixeyes6@gmail.com. In your subject line, put donation information requested. And in the body of your email, explain you're wishing to send a check or a money order and need the pay to and snail mail information to send that check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And with that, we're going to end, me and Ruth are going to end with a song here for all of those who wish to give. And we pray that this song will encourage you to give. I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. Heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. Turned and saw this young man, he was smiling. As he came, he said, friend, you may not know me now, but then he said, but wait. Used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Each week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart, and thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed, and thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. Didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, that's why I'm here today. And thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. And thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came as far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, those sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, but in heaven now proclaims. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand. He stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. And thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that has changed, and thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came, and thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed, and thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. Yes, I am so glad you gave.
So glad.
Six is back in your hands. Get your coffee, Six.
I mean, I think we need another cup, too. You know, Kenny, with Emily's beautiful voice, she's going to love when she sings that with us someday if we do the old songs again, because I tell you, she'd be good at the song.
Amen. All right. I think Sex has got itself on mute or something here.
Don't know, but we still have a little time yet, so if you want to say a few more words, or do you want me to look at another scripture? I'm not sure if this clock is right. I got about 6 minutes before nine, so I'm not sure if we could do a little more.
No, that's why I'm waiting on him. I think I gave the message that God wanted me to give.
That's cool.
Amen. All right.
What does the word shalom mean? I was looking this among something. I was talking about go in peace and be whole. It's Isaiah 54, 8 through 10. They're doing a lesson here. And I just wonder what the word shalom means in Hebrew.
Hello.
There he is. All right, buddy.
Hello, Six.
God, I heard Six.
I didn't hear him.
Maybe I'm imagining things, but... anyway, I talk about the word shalom, and it's supposed to mean peace here. But could you expound that, because you're a Jewish person?
Without knowing the context of the Hebrew sentence, yeah, it does mean peace, but it also has some other meanings, too.
Yeah, Tim actually told me, I guess the shalom, yeah, he did tell me. That's also like hello and goodbye also.
Right. So, but see, when they say hello, that what they're meaning is peace when they say hello. So that's why they use the word.
Oh, all right. Because I listened to some guys on TV about the Jewish stuff, too. And
That's why they use it as a greeting, shalom. Means hello or peace.
All right. Well, you and Emily and Tim can all tell me more, because I like to learn more about Jewish folks.
All right. All
Isaiah 54:8-10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace, shalom, be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. This is a verse of scripture from the sermon I'm reading. But I was just curious what you thought.
Hey, Ruth, why don't you go into Psalm 91 and read a little while there until I see if I can catch six.
I can do that. I just have to dig it out. Even though I know some of that, I better read it directly from here. I'm not that good. So I'm going to try to read it directly from the Bible because I'm not that good at memorization, not as an old lady. So I'm admitting my old age, so here we go. It's coming to 91 here. I love this anyway. You would bring this up. I love this part. You just know I do. Okay. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread among the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will lift him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Road, you need to open Six's mic.
Come on, get there busy. I would just get right ready to sing a song if we didn't come up with some.
Road, you need to open Six and Mike. He's trying to talk, but he can't get through.
Plus, I'm running out of power on my phone. It's starting to beep, huh? Do you want me to switch phone? I might go switch phone. Have you got the other phone? I have that one in the kitchen. I could go. Well, here he is again.
And we thank everybody for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 9 p.m. for Dr. Doug Quick as he comes into the house on Jumbo Braille program. God bless everybody.